The August agreement reached at negotiations in Accra, Ghana, gave certain government ministries and public corporations to the former government of Liberia, the two rebel groups, and civil society. Each of these groups has made appointments to the ministries allocated to them. But the Rebel Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, known as LERD, says the chairman of the transitional government, Judith Bryan, is refusing to accept its appointments. LERD chairman Sekou Kone says Mr. Bryan's actions threaten the peace process.
The problem is Judith Bryan because he wants to bring his party member on board and prepare himself for the election.
Mr. Kone has called for a meeting of the Economic Community of West African States to clarify key terms of the agreement. ECOWAS Ambassador to Liberia, Francis Blaine, says the group is working to resolve the matter.
The understanding is that a process of consultations will be established by the chairman after the appointment of ministers, you know, and heads of public corporations, you know, and so on. And in that process of consultations, you know, the LERD, you know, the MODEL, the former government of Liberia, you know, and ourselves, the UN, would be involved with a view, you know, to selecting the most suitably qualified, you know, and experienced person for assistant ministers positions and positions, you know, below the head, you know, of public corporations and state-owned enterprises.
Ambassador Blaine would not say when the ECOWAS consultative meeting would take place. In the meantime, he says ECOWAS wants a moratorium on the appointments in the transitional government of Liberia.
Given the prevailing financial situation in Liberia at this time, ECOWAS has recommended that consideration be given to freezing the post of assistant ministers at least for a year until the financial situation of the country improves.
Ambassador Blaine says the signatories to the Accra Peace Accord have yet to accept the ECOWAS recommendation. The Accra Comprehensive Agreement did not create a constitutionally elected government. But some say Chairman Judith Bryant of the transitional government is behaving as if the people elected him. Blamo Nelson is advisor to Chairman Bryant on the implementation of the peace accord. He says Mr. Bryant has not violated the terms of the Accra peace agreement.
I think the problem here is about positions that are not allocated to any faction by the agreement. Mr. Bryant is saying that anything that is not in the agreement should be discussed through consultation, and the emphasis should be on the technicality and the technical know-how of these people.
The Accra Agreement also left many public offices unallocated, including some security agencies that are crucial to the success of the peace process. Critics say not resolving these issues may give what they call unaccountable power to Mr. Bryant, thereby leading to a repeat of the past when previous presidents appointed their friends to government positions with no regard to their competence. James Butty, Voice of America, Washington.